Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let me share something with you in 3 John. I want you to see this. Turn with me to 3 John. Let me begin in verse number 1. 3 John, verse number 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, he's talking about money, even that's part of it. He's talking about the grace of God in you. I pray that all is well. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified to the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. So he's talking not just Gaius, but that church. There's a church setting here. That way you read the rest of this. And I love this. Verse number 4 is one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. This is a personal thing to me, not just as believers and children you lead to the Lord, but even personal to me. I'm so glad my children are on the way to heaven. My grandchildren, when they've reached the age of accountability, all of them have been saved. I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth. And then, verse number 5. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church. So, in other words, it's addressed to Gaius, but also to that church. The people saw in the church how good and kind Gaius was to the brethren. We'll see, they're actually missionaries witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. So get the picture. Somebody's traveling through this neck of the woods where Gaius and the church is, and they receive this individual, whether it's a missionary or a believer or whoever it may be. Okay, whoever it may be. They took care of them. They provided for them as they were on their journey, as they were passing through. Thou shalt do well. Verse number 7. Because that for his name's sake, they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. I wish I could spend some time here. Do you know that God's people ought to support God's work? We shouldn't rely on unbelievers. Now, we're receiving an offering today. If an unbeliever puts money in the offering plate, are we going to give it back to them? No. That's not the point. That's not the point what it's making. It's talking about relying on those things, okay? Should I say this? I will. I'm going to say this. I don't play the lottery. Please don't play the lottery. But if you do and you win, don't forget the Lord, okay? I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, he's commending Gaius and the church. When people go, you took care of them and you did good because they didn't rely on outside sources. The church and them took care of them. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. And that's the principle. Now, I want you to notice, I run into the church, but Diotrephes, here's a rascal. There's always somebody in a church who doesn't like to give. Amen, preacher. They're tightwads. Diotrephes was one of these individuals. A missionary would come through, the church wanted to give, but there was a fellow named Diotrephes who loved to have preeminence over them and received us not. Wherefore, if I come, he's telling this to Gaius, I'll remember his deeds. I wish I could spend some time on this one. When I come, if I come, I'm going to look at Diotrephes face to face, and I'm going to share with him some thoughts, okay? But anyway, that's what he's saying. Prating? Is that prating or prating? Prating, yeah. Against us with malicious words. Diotrephes had nothing good to say about John, about any man. I just even wonder if he was saved. You know, just because you're a church member, that doesn't mean you're saved. Amen, preacher. Here's Diotrephes. I don't even know if he's a saved man or not. But boy, he sure was a thorn in the flesh to the church and to John, or to Gaius and John and others. He not content therewith, he's never happy. Do you know anybody in the church, not Westwood Missionary Baptist Church? Because we're all happy, right? Everybody's happy. But there are some people in churches, you can't please them. This is him. He's not content. neither does he receive the brethren and forbid that they would even come. The missionary, hey, can I come to your church and show you, share my ministry? You ain't coming here because I know what you want. You want money. So somehow Diotrephes had some kind of, was he a deacon? I don't know. I'm glad we don't have deacons like Diotrephes. If we did, we wouldn't have him as a deacon.
Amen.
Amen, preacher. He neither did he himself receive the brethren, and he forbidded that they would come and cast them out of the church. The point is, Gaius, you did good by supporting missionaries, supporting fellow believers. To get back to 1 Corinthians real quick. Got just a few minutes. That's why he mentioned about verse number 6, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. He thanked Paul later in at church at Thessalonica, and then at church of Philippi. He said, you're one of the only churches that supported me. But anyway, let's see. Let's get to verse number 7. For I will not see you now, by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you if the Lord permit. I love that. That's something we should always say when we do make a plan. We say that a lot. Hey, I'll do this if the Lord willing. Growing up, if the good Lord will, and the creek don't rise. That kind of a thing, a silly little thing. But Paul said, if God permits, I'm planning on doing this. Notice, he says, let me jump verse number 8 and get back verse number 7. But I'm going to tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. All right, we know all about Ephesus. He said, I'm coming your way, but I'm going to stay at Ephesus before I come to you. But I'm going to stay until Pentecost. And we know what Pentecost was. It's 50 days after the Passover. It was an annual feast that the Jews would annually observe. Why would he stay at Ephesus until after Pentecost? Why do you think that was? If the Lord permit, why is that? That was not a rhetorical question. Somebody but Doug or Danny or Temple. Anybody else? Y'all can't answer this. Why would he want to stay at Ephesus till after Pentecost? Maybe they did have, they're good, if they had good Baptists, they were dinner on the ground. Because so many people would be there. He talked about an open door, an effectual door. So many people would be there in Ephesus during that time to celebrate Pentecost. What a great time to share the gospel. Piles of people. That's why I mentioned when we were at Epcot a few days. The thousands of people. What a great opportunity that they're to share the gospel with thousands. That's what was on Paul's mind, because that's what Paul was all about, was sharing the gospel. By the way, that's why he started churches in large towns, if you can see, because that's where the people was. Ephesus and Corinth and Thessalonica, all these other places. Anyway, there's a whole bunch I could say there. But he wanted to stay because that's where the people were. Let's go back to verse number 7. If the Lord permit, Paul leaves all his plans up to the will of the Lord.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And join us this week, Monday through Friday, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for our annual mission conference. We're serving supper nightly at 5:45 p.m. with services at 7 p.m. Hear from missionaries around the world, special music, and great messages from the Word of God. We hope that you'll come out and join us each evening, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. If you can't join us, you can watch online at westwoodmbc.org. And be sure to mark these two special dates on your calendar. Friday evening, the 23rd at 7 p.m., the Rogers family will be our featured music for the night. And then Sunday night, on January 25th at 6 p.m., the Kingsmen will be our featured music for the evening. We hope to see you soon. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.